Creating a cause and effect diagram continued. Number 7. Now it's time to analyze your cause and effect diagram. Tips in analyzing your diagram include: is there a recurring cause, example, poor communication? Then perhaps it represents an area worth looking into. You may have stumbled upon the main cause, which will account for most of the symptoms. Remember, in systems, the cause and effect process is not linear, but circular. Are there areas where you don't have much information on? Then perhaps further investigation is needed in that area. Does there seem to be logical inconsistency in your diagram? Find out where the irregularity is coming from. You may have to challenge your assumptions. Keep on asking why questions. For example, if you've jot down no company policy as one of your causes, ask yourself, why is there no company policy? Ask why again when you've come up with the answer.